Hey guys, I just wanted to make a little episode talking about some of the stuff that's been going on with me and what I've been thinking about and that kind of stuff. Obviously, the episode for last Saturday has not come out, and that's just I wish I could make some excuse about I was busy or something, but I honestly just had zero motivation to record, and that's just because I'm not playing Brawl Stars much anymore. I used to maybe do my dailies, and then every few weekends I might grind out my season quests, and I'd get out and I'd get all those tokens, just because that's how Brawl Stars is designed, to keep you going back every day so you get those quests done. For the last 2 weeks, I've barely done that. I've maybe done that 2 or 3 days, and I did not enjoy it any of those times. It's become a chore. I don't enjoy Power League, which is sad, because I thought I would love it. I don't enjoy trophy pushing. Oh gosh, I hate trophy pushing. Like, doing quests, it's honestly just a chore. I'm not having much fun with Brawl Stars right now, and that has made it so I have a complete loss of motivation to record. I mean, I don't know. Now, don't jump to any conclusions. This does not mean the podcast is done. I'm not saying, oh, I'm gonna leave. You guys are never gonna hear of me again. That's not it. I'm just going to take a little hiatus. I know I've taken breaks before, but I mean, think about it. If you had a podcast on a game that you once loved, and you did it every week for, like, around an hour, plus all the notes you have to do, which takes way longer than just the recording, and then you don't love the game anymore. Like, nobody would want to spend multiple hours every weekend, of their weekend time, spending multiple hours every weekend to do something for a game that they don't even enjoy. Like, that's just not fun. And, like, I have a few monetary supporters, and I've got this podcast for, considering Brawl Stars podcasts, this podcast is decently large, and I've always stuck with recording, just because I've grown large, at least on the Brawl Stars podcast scale. But, I mean, if I don't enjoy playing the game or recording, I don't know why I'm doing it. So, yeah, I don't know how long this break's gonna be. I don't know, maybe I'm probably just going to take a little break, maybe a few weeks, maybe around a month or so, and I'll come back and I'll record another episode just once I've come to a decision. If it takes longer, I'll do some updates just so you guys know what's going on. I don't want to just disappear off the face of the earth and you guys have no idea, like, if I just gave up on you guys. That's not the case. The one thing that I want to avoid at all costs is leaving you guys wondering, like, why I just left. Why are there no episodes? Did he just stop? Did he just not want to? I don't want that to happen. So if I'm going to take a break, a longer break like this one that I'm about to take, I want to update you guys just so you know what's going on. So I hope you guys appreciate that. I mean, let me think. Is there anything else regarding the break or anything? I don't think so. I don't know. I haven't been wanting to record since I'm not enjoying the game at all, really. I mean, I don't dislike playing. Like, I'll play and have at least a tiny bit of fun, but there's just a lot better options, and I have I'm not gonna say that I have only a little amount of time for, like, using a screen or, like, a device or something, because sometimes I will have practically the whole day, which is not often, but occasionally, and I guess it's less of a I have no time issue, and more of a I enjoy doing a lot of things issue. Like, I have multiple games that I play for, like, that I would like to play for at least an hour or a couple hours per day. I'll normally FaceTime with my friends for a while. So if there's a day where I'm able to use screens for quite a while, I mean, there's just a lot of stuff that I go between, and sometimes I just don't have time to fit Brawl Stars or recording in. And because I've become a little bit more busy since I'm getting to be a little older, I've just had less and less time, and if I'm not motivated, I don't want to spend a huge chunk of my free time to do something that I don't enjoy, or podcast with something that I no longer enjoy doing. So this is probably way too unnecessary long-winded. I just want you guys to know that I care about you, and if you like this podcast, I don't want you to... I don't know. I mean, obviously some of you are going to be upset about this. I don't want you guys to be confused. I want you guys to know everything that's going on, and don't lose hope. I might get back into the game. We never know. I'm thinking about starting another podcast. I mean, I love podcasting. When I started this podcast, I loved it. It was a blast to record. The reason why I started this podcast mainly is because I would do something in a game or something would happen, and I would explain what happened with great vigor and excitement to, like, one of my friends who might not play the game, or one of my parents, and they just wouldn't really get it, or they wouldn't really care, and I would have no one to talk to. But with my podcast, I can just rant, and I can just rant about my game that I enjoy all I want, and that's why I started it. So if the Brawl Stars podcast doesn't work out, then I might move to a different game. I don't know if I'd stay. I probably would create, I don't know, because I'm using my email. I don't want to, like, make a whole new email. I might just kind of, I don't want to rebrand this podcast, though. Yeah, I think if I'm going to make another podcast, I'm definitely going to just make a new email. I don't want to rebrand it just in case I want to go back to Brawl Stars, then going back would be a little weird. So yeah, I might make an additional podcast. Might be about, like, Terraria or Smash Bros. The thing about that is that Brawl Stars is one of the few games that I would say I'm pretty good at. I mean, that doesn't reflect in my trophies because I never play. But back when I cared about the game, I was nowhere near professional, but I'm a pretty good Brawl Stars player. But for most other games, I'm pretty mediocre, especially when it comes to, like, shooter games. Like, I don't know, almost every FPS I just suck at. I guess I got decent at Apex. I mean, I played Apex Legends the day it came out, and I feel like I was actually really... Yeah, never mind. Okay, Apex is the one exception. I was good at that, but everything else, I suck. And no one would want to listen to a podcast on a game by a host who does not know what he's doing. I mean, I guess I could, like, watch videos from more experienced people. I don't know. Basically, I don't want to start a podcast on a game that I'm not amazing at just because I enjoy it, just because people might not like listening to somebody who isn't that great. I don't know. I feel like I'm a pretty good Terraria player. It's not that. I wouldn't say it's the most difficult of games, but especially once you get into, like, modded, like, Calamity. That's one of the Terraria mods. I mean, it can be pretty tough. A little side rant. The computer that I use to play Terraria is actually the pretty crappy Windows laptop that that K-12 lent me for online school. And Terraria is not a hard game to run. It's, like, not really high resolution. There's not a ton of stuff going on. It's two-dimensional. But in boss fights with a ton of projectiles that are all flying around and all that, it lags, and it lags hard. So, yeah, it's not the greatest. So, if I had, like, a good computer... Oh, another thing about my crappy computer. Because it's so bad and probably not high resolution, I can't zoom out as far as the better computers can zoom out. So in boss fights where the boss, like, is far away from you, or there's a lot of fast projectiles, you have less time to react to stuff, and it makes it a lot harder. It kind of sucks. I when I play modded Terraria, I do have a mod downloaded where I can zoom out farther, and it can load, like, enemies and projectiles from farther away. But it doesn't load terrain. So if I zoom out with that mod farther than, like, my computer will allow just with the normal zoom, it just, the outside border of my screen is just, like, the background of the area I'm in, just because it doesn't load any terrain. But it's nice for boss fights when I have to see some fast projectiles. So, side rant completed. So yeah, might start a newer podcast. Maybe I'll try to update you guys. You know what? I'll update you guys every week. That seems fair. I'll keep the upload schedule consistent, but I won't be recording for that long. Just little quick updates, my thoughts and all that. So obviously not full length episodes, but I've decided that every week I'll do a little update, how I'm feeling, if I've played any Brawl Stars, so you guys will have a constant radar on what's going on with me. Oh, side note, something very exciting happened to me today. I actually got my driver's permit. So went to the DMV, waited for like 45 minutes. We all know how the DMV is. Took my test. It was pretty easy. You had to answer like 35 multiple choice questions and not get more than 8 wrong, which is a pretty easy just looking at the numbers. And if you get enough questions right and you get to like the end of the test and you get to the point where if you got every question wrong, you'd still pass. It just kind of ends. So I only got 2 wrong. One of them was kind of bogus. It was like a 50-50. The manual didn't really, it was stupid. I got one of them, one of the questions I got wrong was just so dumb. But I only got 2 wrong, got to like question 30 or something, and it was over. So, yeah, I've really been grinding. Oh, that's another reason why I haven't uploaded or haven't had enough time to motivate myself to upload. I've been studying for that for the last 5 days or so. So, yeah, I'm probably going to go on a drive with my dad in some parking lots tonight. That's going to be really exciting. Oh, you know what? I could also just update you guys on what's going on with just me in general. I don't know. Maybe you guys will be interested in that. Maybe this podcast can, like, unofficially completely change directions. It could just be part one is an update on my Brawl Stars status, and the other part can just be, like, stuff going on. I don't know. If I have everything sorted out with the podcast stuff, I could just kind of talk to you guys more. I'll do that. I'm enjoying just kind of talking about what's going on. This is kind of specific, but if any of you watch like Chippy Gaming or Chippy, he's a Terraria YouTuber. He has a side channel named Chippy's Couch where every day or most days he'll upload like a 20-minute video. He does a lot of like playthroughs of like modded Terraria or just Terraria stuff, occasionally other games. And basically half of the episode is just gameplay from whatever he's doing, whatever mod he's playing. And the other half is just him talking about what's going on in his life. Like, I think for the last, like, 3 weeks, every episode he's talked about this house he's getting built. It's funny. So maybe I could kind of do that for a while. I don't know. I'll figure it out as I go. I hope this is still slightly entertaining to listen to, or it's worth your time. I hope it's worth your time. I mean, I watched Chippy's Couch also for the stories about what's going on with James, which is the YouTuber's name, along with the gameplay, so maybe this you guys can chill with this. Let's see. As you guys know, I'm roughing soccer games. I've mentioned it in quite a few of my recent episodes, and it's kind of dumb. The league that I ref quite a lot of my games in isn't paying me yet, and I emailed my assigner about it, and he's like, money issues won't be solved until the end of the season. And I'm like, wait, what? I'm gonna ref all these hours, I'm gonna do all this work for these games, and I'm not gonna get paid for who knows how long, like a couple months, I don't know when the season ends. So that's frustrating. I really should follow up, because it's my right to be paid for those. Like, I'm not being pushy asking for my pay or wondering where it is, so I probably should follow up, but I honestly just don't know how. I mean, I just said it's not pushy to ask about it, but I just don't want to come across as pushy. Ugh, I need to figure that out. Anything else? Maybe I could, like, maybe notes could be different bullet points about what's going on with me. I think I'll wrap it up with just a quick suggestion for a podcast. If you guys are listening to this, there is a 100% chance that you listen to podcasts. You know how I know that? Because this is a podcast and you're listening to it. So that's how I know that. But the point is, if you listen to podcasts, you will generally want to find new podcasts that are good. And a podcast that I highly recommend is Spitballer's Comedy Podcast. It's pretty large at this point. It's these three dudes, Andy, Mike, and Jason. And for an hour, they basically just, I don't know, they answer questions, do, like they draft stuff, like, for, like, they do dumb drafts. Like, you know, I'm, like, I don't know, I honestly have no grasp on competitive sports, but I know they, like, draft players for sports teams. At the end of every episode, they might do a draft that's, like, draft animated characters for, like, a battle royale to the death or something, like, a battle to the death in, an arena or something. Then they'll go over their top picks for it, and it's pretty funny. They're also just, like, will answer questions people have submitted. It's, like, an hour long of just these three men just making dumb jokes and laughing. It's really funny. I highly recommend it. I was about to say we could do, like, a weekly podcast suggestion, but I would run out of podcasts to suggest very quickly. I mean, there's, like, one other. There's one other I listened to. It's called r/. It was originally just a YouTube channel, but he made it into a podcast because people were suggesting it, and it makes sense. He basically just goes to the larger subreddits that have, like, people writing stories, and he'll read them aloud. It's, like, 20-minute daily episodes. I also really enjoy those. Any other podcasts? It's funny. I have not opened Pokemon Go for, I don't even know how many months. It's been a long time. And when I did play Pokemon Go, I started listening to these two podcasts. They're called GoCast and Pokemon Go Radio. Literally both of those shows are two dudes. I mean, obviously, they're four different dudes, but they're two dudes per show, just talking about Pokemon Go and the stuff going on. And even though I have no interest in playing or the news, I just still like listening to it. So if you like Pokemon Go, or, I don't know, just want to listen to some dudes chat, that's also a recommendation. You probably would listen to that if you had no interest in Pokemon Go. Or Pokemon, for that matter. You can listen to two dudes chat and have fun in a lot of other situations, and it just doesn't involve Pokemon Go. Oh, wow. You know what? Yeah, I had fun recording this, and I hope you guys had fun listening. So, thank you for listening to this little update. Next Saturday, you know what? I can actually most likely promise this Saturday the next update episode comes out, just because I'll be motivated to do it. I've had fun. This was fun. I really enjoyed this. So, update episode out next Saturday. Sorry for the another break, and I'll see you then. Goodbye.